chapter 7, verse 36. All right, now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. Napansin nyo, I love Jesus. Who invited him? And he went to the Pharisee's house. Hindi siya nagtatangi na, I don't like you, you're a Pharisee. He went to the Pharisee's house at his invitation. Now, when a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume, and as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, some gospel accounts, like in the Gospel of Mark and in the Gospel of Matthew and even in the Gospel of John, ito pong Pharisee na ito was actually named. He's named Simon, different from Simon Peter, but his name is Simon. And the woman in the other gospel accounts, particularly in the Gospel of John, she was actually named. Some Bible scholars are having some conflicts with this, but John, he actually stated the name of the woman is Mary. This is Mary, the sister of Martha, the sister of Lazarus. All right? Now, some Bible scholars won't agree to that because the accounts would be she was a sinful woman, and parang hindi nila matanggap na si Mary yon. At any rate, verse 39 says, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner. Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. Tell me, teacher, he said. Two men owed money to a certain money lender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled. You have judged correctly, Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. Wow. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little. Then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. The other guests began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. What saved her? Her faith, all right? Hindi po yung pabangong ibinuhos, hindi yung halik-halik effect, all right? Because some people are of the opinion that because she loved much, then she was forgiven. No, it was her faith that saved her. Go in peace. So what I'm going to talk about today is, who is a Jesus lover? I want to answer that question. Who is a Jesus lover? And as we attempt to answer this question, who is a Jesus lover, I want you as an individual, and we as a church, I want us to reflect on this. Lord, by biblical standards, can I really consider myself to be a Jesus lover? Let's pray. Holy Spirit, again I come to you and I confess my dependence on you. Come upon me, anoint each one of us, speak to us, glorify your name. In Jesus' name, everybody say, amen, amen. So, obviously, Jesus was the one who said that this woman, she loved much. So she is a perfect example of what it means to be a lover of Jesus. Now, let's attempt to answer this question. How can we determine if we truly love Jesus? When I say we truly love Jesus, I'm not talking about truly loving your religion. I'm not talking about truly loving Church So Blessed. Although, of course, I would love that each one of you will love this church family. But more than just loving the church family, it is all about us loving Jesus. Everything that we do in this church should be a reflection of how we love Jesus. For example, pagpasok pa lang natin dito, and then we start singing our songs. Our singing of songs should be a reflection of how we love Jesus. The way we greet each other, the way we give high five to each other, the way we talk to strangers, everything should be a reflection of how we love Jesus. So let's look at this. What does it mean to be a Jesus lover, and how do we express our love for Jesus? Let's look at this woman. It says here in verse 36, one of the Pharisees invited Jesus, that Simon, to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house, reclined at the table. Now, Jesus was invited. Everybody say, invited. Verse 37, when a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. In short, she gate crashed. There was no invitation for her. Jesus was invited, not this woman. But she found out that Jesus was there. And here I get the first lesson about what it means to be a Jesus lover. Number one is this. If you're a Jesus lover, you are excited in being with Him. Medyo tinwi ko ng konti ito, Ami. If you're a Jesus lover, you are excited in being with Him. You look for opportunities when you can be with Him. When this woman found out that Jesus was in that home of the Pharisee. Mind you, Pharisees were very legalistic people. Very legalistic. Kaya nga, dito pa lang, sinabi nila, if Jesus was truly a prophet, He would know that this is a sinful woman. He won't have anything to do with this sinful woman. Kumbaga sila na mismo, they set that standard. Na, if you're righteous, you should not have anything to do with sinful people. And this woman knew everything about that. She knew that the moment she stepped inside that house, that she would be judged. Alam niya yon. She was entering what I would call enemy territory. She knew what she was bargaining for, but nothing would stop her. Because what matters to a Jesus lover is that she will be with Jesus. And if we are lovers of Jesus, it is something that we need to have in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds. Lord, I want to know where you are. And where you are, I am excited to be with you. Question. It's a Sunday morning. It's 8 a.m. You had a long week, and it's Sunday, 8 a.m. Nag-alarm yung relo mo. 10 a.m. nga pala yung worship service. Naman. Ngayon lang ako makakapagbahaba ng tulog eh. So what do you do? Eh, baka hanapin ako ng aking RG leader. O kaya naman, sasabihan naman ako ni Pastor, namimiss yata kita. So what do? You drag yourself out of the bed. Linggo na naman. Honestly, are you excited about meeting with Jesus? Whoa! Siyempre, ayaw natin yung tayo yung mabigat na damdamin. I don't want to go to church. We want to be like this woman. She's excited to be with Jesus. You know, something that I have observed, there are conferences. Now, paano ba to? How do I navigate here? I know we do conferences, all right? Our church, we also do conferences, but I just want to say this. I am not really one for conferences. Pastor talaga, ayoko as much as possible unless I feel that pressure from the Lord telling me na you need to do this so that you can bless the bigger body of Christ. If it were up to me, ayoko ng conferences. But something that I have observed is this. Pagka nagpunta ako sa mga revival conferences or this particular seminar, I get to see some familiar faces. Ang tawag nga ng mga yan, may conferenceitis. Alam mo yun? Ang tawag pa ng iba, mga seminarista. Because they love the seminars. Now, some people can be branded as may conferenceitis or seminarista. But truth of the matter is, those people are actually there because they just want to be with Jesus. Oh, nandito ka na naman. Oh, nandito ka rin. Oh, nandito ka rin. Like, there would be occasions wherein Ate Lolit and I get to minister. Like, I got to minister in Bangkok, Thailand. I saw some familiar faces. Oh, nandito ka rin. I went to Jakarta, Indonesia. Oh, nandito ka rin. Alam mo yun? I would be in Singapore. Nandito ka rin. I will see some familiar faces. And I think the one thing that would describe these people is that they are just excited to be with Jesus. Now, you don't need to go to Bangkok or to Jakarta or to Singapore or to Malaysia or anywhere to be said to be one who's excited to be with Jesus. You just need to have your daily time with God and say, Lord, thank you, I have this time with you again. Yung pagising mo sa umaga, first thing that comes to mind, you open your Facebook, Bible. And then you're excited to be with the Lord. Lord, I want to hear from you again. I want to hear from you again. Kaninang umaga po, I woke up. Well, I think I woke up at least three times before the official wake up. Three times. Dahil may makulit kaming aso ngayon. Promise, ang kulit. Ang kulit. Ang kulit. I'm still trying to forgive that dog for giving me a hard time. Itong buong ano na ito. Pero, kanina, when I woke up, there was just this song coming from, ewan ko kung may makaka-relate dito. It's coming from BJ Thomas. Crickets. BJ Thomas, anyone? Kuya Dennis, of course. Winston, of course. Mga kuya ko kayo eh. But there was this song, sabi ko, wow, Lord, it just kept playing in my mind. Yung kanta yung, I want to be more like Jesus. May tono po yun, okay? I want to be more like Jesus. So, laro ng ganun sa isip ko. And so what I did, I opened my Spotify, hinanap ko yun. Sure enough, it was there. And I started meditating on it. Sabi ko, oh Lord, I want to be like you. I want to be like you. That got me all pumped up. That got me all excited. Because all of a sudden, just like that, by turning my mind to Him, I was with Him already. Naisip na natin yun. Jesus is actually always there for us. He's just waiting to get our attention. And there are occasions wherein we wake up in the morning. Nangyari na sa inyo, you wake up in the morning and there's a song playing in your mind. And it's not even LSS. Alright? It's not LSS. Hindi ito yung buwan o ano. If it's LSS, people, that's not Holy Spirit. Okay? That's not Holy Spirit. Pero you have this song. It's a worship song. It's a love song. For all you know, that's actually Holy Spirit prompting you to spend that time with the Lord. Because He is excited over you. He's excited about you. Tell the person next to you, excited sa'yo si Lord. Sumagot ka doon sa kabila, excited sa'yo si Lord? And we may not believe this, but God is actually excited to be with us. And a Jesus lover will be known by this as well. We are just excited to be with Him. Oh, it is my prayer that you will find that excitement again in reading the Bible. Because that's God speaking to you. That you will find that excitement again in you singing songs to the Lord. Kanina po, I have something to confess. I have something to confess. As we started singing songs, oh Lord, you know this. You know this. You know my heart and you know my body. You know every part of my being. I wanted to dance. I really wanted to dance to the Lord. Lalo na nagpakanta ng God's great dance floor. Oh my goodness, I was telling my knees and my joints and my, please move. I come alive. I am alive. I am alive in God's great dance floor. Sabi ko, sige na, please. Sige na, please. If it was 10 years ago, I'd be all over this place. Kaya nga, if it was 10 years ago, people, all, I'm talking to the young people here, I'm talking to the young ones here, God has given you the energy for this. Don't even be embarrassed to dance for Jesus. I mean, just go all out for the Lord. Go all out for the Lord. I heard this from someone. May nagsabi sa akin ito. Ewan ko ba kung ba't sinabi pa sa akin to. Sabi niya, Pastor, alam mo kasi, pagka tumatanda, ang sayaw mapapansin mo, sa taas na lang gumagalaw talaga. If not for that statement, probably my knees would still be up and about. Lord, you know, God did not really bless me with any dance moves eh. Kaya nga eh. Oy, mananagot ka pa sa akin ha, nawala ka sa unang stanza ng kanta, kaya tumahimik ka. So anyways, going back, something about lovers is that you are excited to be with the one that you love. And if we love Jesus, just like this woman, she was not invited to that dinner. But she learned, she found out Jesus was there. And as far as she's concerned, never mind what people will think, never mind what people will say, I want to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I want it said for each one of us that we are just crazy about Jesus. Kanina nakikinig ako kay Keith Green, one of my favorite worship leaders, one of my favorite Christian artists. Sana maisulat ninyo yung mga pangalang sinasabi ko, tapos hanapin ninyo yung mga antik nilang mga... But Keith Green, he has departed to the Lord, died at a very young age. I think he died at 32 or 34 years old, but... He has this definition of what it means to be a Christian. Sabi niya, you know what? Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger. Which is true. Minsan sabihin mo, oh, are you a Christian? Umaattend ako dyan sa CSB. Are you a Christian? Umaattend ako dyan sa Victory. Umaattend ako dyan sa CCF or wherever. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger, he says. And then he goes on to say this, I have a perfect definition of what it means to be a Christian. Someone who's bananas for Jesus. Pastor, ano ibig sabihin nun? Saging para kay Jesus. Someone who's crazy for Jesus. Someone who's not going to be silent about Jesus. Someone who is just so in love with Jesus that he or she is willing to shout it out to the whole world, I love Jesus. Para lang yan nung na-in-love ka, naalala mo, yung meron ka picture, may picture ako ni Ate Lolet. Dati to. Nandun yan sa wallet ko. Whenever I would see a friend, pare, bubuksan ka yan. Dahan-dahan. Tapos, si Ate Lolet, may picture siya, ganito, ha? Ganyan, ganito ang posing, ha? Nakita niyo, ganyan, ha? Alright? Goodness! That made my heart beat so fast! Pare. Whoa! Ano ka? Ano? And I'll just show it to everybody. And I'm excited to go there, wherever she is. Alam mo yung, the proverbial, tatawirin ko yung pitong bundok at yung anim na dagat, just to be with her. That is what it means to be in love with Jesus. Oh, I want to go to church. I want to be in that church. I want to worship the Lord. I want to sing to the Lord. Why? You're excited to be with Him. I want to have my quiet time. I want to read the Bible. I want to read the Bible. I have to read the Bible. Sabi ni Pastor eh, tapos tatanungin ako ng RG leader ko, nagbabasa ka ba ng Bible? Opo. Hindi pa bigat eh. You are excited to be with Jesus. Amen? That's a Jesus lover. And so this woman, she's saying, you know what? Nothing can stop me. I know I'm not invited, but I will be there. And let's move on. What happens next? When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought what? She brought an alabaster jar of perfume. Now, some other gospel account. Let's look at this. John chapter 12, verse 5. All right? John chapter 12, verse 5 says this. Why wasn't this perfume? I'm listening to some audio Bible accounts. Pag kontrabida, ganun ang boses. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. And then Jesus will answer, leave her alone. Ganito ang boses ni Jesus eh. I mean, it's a good thing it was recorded. Naka-record yung lahat eh. Digitally remastered. So, here's the value. Here's the value of the perfume. It was worth a year's wages. The literal rendering is 300 denarii. Denarii would be the plural of denarius. Now, magkakanong a denarius is a day's wage, by the way. Magkakanong minimum ngayon? Uy, wag na yung 500 na lang, okay? Mahihirapan ako. Mahirap mag-compute. Wag nyo na yung 77 na yan. Sige nga, kayo nga. 500. 300 denarii. Granting that the daily wage is 500. 300 times 500. That's how much? Ito nyo, nahirapan kayo? 300 times 500. Ma'am? 15,000. Sige na nga, mag-calculator na kayo. That's 150,000, people. That is if we're going to use Filipino wage value. That's equivalent to 150,000 pesos. Ang mahal niyan. Walang sinabi dyan yung Chanel. Walang sinabi dyan yung Hermes. At walang sinabi dyan yung nun. Bulgari. Yan yung mga pabango ko. Na binibili ko. Ang pangalan yata Johnson's Baby Cologne. I mean, you talk of a perfume that's worth 150,000 pesos. Arlene, magkano ang pinakamahal na pabango? Ha? $250. I-times 50 na lang natin. Sisiw. Mura pa rin. Pero mahal nun, ha? Mahal yun. Imagine this. In an instant, that perfume is gone. In a day, hindi ito yung ganyan. Oy, tip lang ha, for those of you who don't know how to apply perfume, that's how you do it. Okay? Hindi po dito, sa Siopaw yun. But that's how you do it. I mean, this woman, and here we get the second thing about the Jesus lover. What's the first thing about the Jesus lover? Excited to be with Jesus. Tell the person next to you, I'm excited to be with Jesus. I'm excited about Jesus. All right? Second is this. A Jesus lover is extravagant in giving to Him. Extravagant. Hindi siya yung, ay, ang mahal nito, wag to kay Lord. I remember when we were little kids, My dad and mom, of course, they bring us to church. Apat kami mga lalaki. Noon, ewan ko. Pero here's tatay, of course, he's driving. Nanay, nando sa passenger. Kaming apat na magkakapatid, nando sa likod. Papunta kami ng church. Dahan-dahan, papuntang kapilya. May alam ba ng kantang yan? Uy, promise, alam niyo yan? Dahan-dahan, papuntang kapilya. Okay, pareho kaming malalim kay Lord. Now, before we arrive in church, what my mom would do is give each one of us 1 peso each. Ang tawag niya doon, pang-kolekta. O ito ha, mamaya, pang-kolekta. Alright? So, piso. Hoy, malaki yun ha. May inflation ngayon, mataas yun. So, natapos ang Sunday school, we're supposed to hand that over kasi may kolekta. Sa Sunday school, ha? May kolekta ba ang Sunday school natin? Dapat siguro kolektahan natin yung mga yan. So anyways, what happens is this. Dadaan yung plato eh. Okay? Dadaan yung plato. Lalaglag ko yung piso ko. Eh, aandar pa. Sadali. Sukli ko. Humihingi ako ng sukli. At ang sukli ko dapat 65 centavos. Sorry po, nagkukumpisa lang ako ngayon, alright? Para lumilito, 35 lang yung binigay ko eh. Bakit may 65 na sukli? Kasi po noon, 25 centavos ang fresh gusto at 10 centavos ang growers. Para complete snack. Okay? Ba't ko kinuwento yun? Yun po ang huwag niyong gagayahin sa extravagant giving. Pagka kay Lord, parang, Lord, ito na yung tira. Lord, ito na yung hindi ko na kailangan. Did you know that even when it comes to our tithes, everybody say tithes. Ganta, tithes. Tithes. Alright? Kasi if you miss the right there, it becomes tithes. And some Christians are like that in giving. It won't come out. It's so tithes. Ayaw lumabas eh. Which is why we have people, everybody stand up please. Let's go get our tithes. You know what that is for? So it's easier. It's not tight anymore. Alright? So, when it comes to the tithe in the Bible, did you know that the first 10% actually belongs to God? The first. Everybody say first. Hindi ito yung, ay naku Lord, naku, sorry, naubos. Hindi pwedeng maubos eh. Bakit? Because the first 10 belongs to God. Kung may mauubusan, hindi si Lord, tayo. But then again, it won't even happen na maubusan tayo because God is faithful in His promise that when we give, it will be given back to us, pressed down, shaken together, running down all over. That's how the Lord returns what we give to Him. So, kay Lord walang lugi. Sabi mo yung katabi mo, walang lugi kay Lord. This woman was extravagant in her giving to the Lord. She gave like her 1 year earning. It's 1 year earning. Isang bagsak, binuhos niya lahat kay Lord. And there are other examples in the Bible of what it means to be an extravagant giver only because we love the Lord. Parang ganito yan eh. Maging kuripot ka na sa luho ng buhay, pero huwag kang maging kuripot kay Lord. You can be just so extravagant in giving to the Lord. Why? Because whenever we give to the Lord, it's actually an investment into the kingdom. Everybody say investment. Ano investment? Ang investment po bumabalik. There's this thing called ROI. It means Republic of Indonesia. It means return of investment. And whenever we give to the Lord, there's the return. Yun ang maganda. There's the return. I'll show you other examples of some extravagant givers. Look at this, ha? 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 12. Now, this is David. Verse 12. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 12. Now, King David was told, alright, may nagsabi sa kanya, the Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and everything he has because of the Ark of God. Now, the Ark of God is symbolic of the presence of God. Initially, naalala ninyo, initially, the Ark of God, symbolizing the presence of the Lord, was placed in the house of Obed-Edom because they were afraid na, hala, nakakatakot, baka pag sa amin nilagay, mamatay kami. And so they placed it in the house of Obed-Edom. Siguro inisip lang, ah, si Obed, pwede mamatay yan, alam mo, sa kanya na lang. And nilagay doon, and Obed-Edom was abundantly blessed by God. So now somebody tells the king, mahal na hari, you remember the Ark of the Covenant? You placed it in the house of Obed-Edom? Yeah, I do remember that. Grabe po ngayon. Big time si Obed-Edom. And so, David hears about it. So what does he do? So David went down and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. So sabi niya, Obed, total naman, binless ka na eh. Pwede ba kuhanin na yan? Dadalhin natin doon. Verse 13. What happens next? When those who were carrying the Ark of the Lord had taken what? 6 steps, he sacrificed a bull and a fattened calf. Ano nangyari, Pastor? It's like this. From the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David would be many kilometers. If you will kill a calf every 6 steps, katay, 6 steps, katay, 6 steps, katay. I actually read this from the book of Tommy Tenney, God Chasers, where he did the computation of how many calves were actually killed in that particular event. What was David doing? He's actually making a declaration to God, God, you are worth it all. Hindi kita kukuriputin. You are worth it all. Now here's another one. 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 3 to 5. When all the elders of Israel had arrived, the priests took up the ark. Now, this is a different story. Hindi na si David to. This is now his son, Solomon. Because during the time of David, it was in a tabernacle, that's David's tent. Now, they're transferring the Ark of the Covenant to the temple that Solomon put up. Alright? Mas permanente na ito. And they brought up the Ark of the Lord and the tent of meeting and all the sacred furnishings in it. The priests and Levites carried them up. Verse 5. And King Solomon and the entire assembly of Israel that had gathered about him were before the Ark, sacrificing what? Everybody read, go. So many sheep and cattle that they could not be. Oh, wow. That's extravagant giving. I know of this particular guy who attended one of our conferences, Signs and Wonders conferences, and one of the speakers talked about miracle money. So, nagsalta si speaker ng miracle money, and the person who attended that conference just felt like, wow, God, I love that powerful truth. That God can actually give to us miracle money. Who wants miracle money? Miracle money, miracle money. Ano ba yung miracle money, Pastor? Ito po yung pera na bigla na lang lumilitaw from nowhere. Totoo ba yan, Pastor? Ay, naku, totoo. I love the testimony of David Hogan. Who heard that testimony about the 500 pesos? Who attended? Who listened? Okay. Natuwa ako, you know why? Because I've been telling people about this particular woman who read my book, yung What If God Comes, that's now presence driven. And this woman, nilapitan siya ng anak niya, Mom, I want a new pair of shoes. And then they pray, Lord, we ask that you provide for us so that I can buy my boy a new pair of shoes. And then the boy, 4 years old, picked up 3 leaves and hands the 3 leaves to his mom. And the mom takes the 3 leaves and the leaves turned into 500 peso bills. Sino sa inyo narinig na yung testimony na yun? Sino sa inyo ngayon lang narinig yung kwentong yun? Okay, may bago pa rin nakarinig doon. Okay. So anyways, it's a very strange and unique story. Something that makes people think, totoo ba yan? Totoo ba yan? When I heard David Hogan talk about the same, that in Mexico, there was this woman who was sweeping the leaves. Yung leaves naging 500 pesos din. Because Mexican money is pesos. And then I heard that, it just so delighted me na, God, that's the same experience. And by the word of 2 or 3, shall a word be established? Sabi ko, Lord, tunay to. Wala lang, masarap lang na meron ka marinig na ganun ding ka-weirdo. So anyways, going back here, somebody who loves Jesus does not really count how much have I given to God. I'll just be extravagant about this. So going back to the story, meron ito nakinig sa Signs and Wonders Conference who says, all right, God, I want my miracle money. I want my miracle money. And then that same day, he got this update that he got 135,000 pesos. And as far as he knew, there was supposed to be no source for a 135,000 pesos. He's not supposed to be expecting that. Wala siya dapat matanggap na ganun. But for some reason, it appeared in his bank account. Sabi niya, oh, lapit siya agad sa akin, excited, Pastor, may 135,000 pumasok sa akin. Ito na yung miracle money ko. Sabi ko, wow! Promise, sabi ko, wala kang in-expect na ganyan. Wala, Pastor. Sabi ko, miracle money nga. And something that I found out, when he got that, he actually offered the whole thing to the Lord. Because he was not expecting it, so he gave everything to the Lord. Miracle to eh. I'm not even expecting this. So, Lord, I'm giving it back to you. Pinatak niya lahat. All of it. Hindi pumorsyento. All of it. Pinatak niya. Now, I'm not making this a doctrine that all of you should follow, alright? Na pag sumweldo kayo, dapat ipatak niyo lahat. No. This is just this guy. Well, fast forward in the story. Eventually, he found out that the 135,000, kasi it was not within his framework na mayroong papasok na ganung amount. Eventually, he found out na yung 135 pala, ang nangyari, yung sweldo niya kinalahati sa bigay. So instead of receiving the full amount, he got half of the amount dahil paghahatiin yung pagbigay sa kanya. And so, ay, hindi pala miracle money. Hala! Paano na yung in-offer? Oy, bawi, sorry. Mali pala. You know what? He says, no. Binigay ko yan kay Lord. Kay Lord yan. Alright? Fast forward. We got to talk. Ang kwento niya ngayon, God just opened up so many big doors of business opportunities for him. Much more than the amount that he gave to the Lord. You know why? Because you can never outgive God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I mean, if you're in need, the best way to do is to just be an extravagant giver. Because if we understand the concept of giving as investment, giving unto the Lord is investing into the kingdom, God knows how to give back. Amen? Let's move on. Pangatlo. So what's number one? If you're a Jesus lover, what? You're excited to be with Jesus. Number two, if you're a Jesus lover, you're what? You're extravagant in giving. Extravagant in giving. Number three. Andar tayo. So she brought an alabaster jar of perfume, verse 38. And as she stood behind him, at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. Number three, you're a Jesus lover. If you're a Jesus lover, you are expressive in worship of Him. You will express it. You will make it known to Jesus that you love Jesus. You won't hide it from Jesus, and you won't hide it from people even. You will be expressive. Pastor, hindi ako expressive. Well, there are many ways of expressing our love for Jesus. Many ways. I was reading the five love languages. Who has read the five love languages? Who knows the five love languages? Alright. Iba-iba eh. And I believe that when it comes to our relationship with Jesus, we can also express our love for Him in different ways. Sino rito marunong sumayaw? Nagkahiyaan na. But you know what? If you can dance, dance for the Lord. Why not? I really don't know how to dance. Magmula pa yan nung bata ako. Talaga. Yung coordination ko, wala. But you sometimes see me just doing it for the Lord. That's just between me and Jesus. That's me loving on Jesus. The five love languages, for those who haven't heard of it, is by Gary Chapman. Ito po yan. I'll write this down. There's the words of affirmation. If you love someone, you will release words of affirmation to that person. So sabi mo, I love you. You know what? I love you. I love the way you look. I love the way you cook. Nobody else is more beautiful than you. And you can say the same to Jesus. That's number one, words of affirmation. Number two is quality time. You spend quality time with that person because you love that person. Quality time. Everybody say quality time. Ganito po yan, ha? That means when you're with that person, you spend time with that person and the two of you, you're not holding on to your cell phone. Kasama ko naman siya, Pastor. Magkasama nga kayo, pareho naman kayo nakatutok sa screen. So nobody's talking to anybody. Hindi, Pastor, nag-chat kami. Oh. Alright? You need this. Quality time. Number three is receiving gifts. You express your love to that person by giving that person gift. Sa akin pa, maraming nag-express ng love na ito by giving me gifts. Konting tip lang po ah. Alright? I am so appreciative of everything. I'm so appreciative of everything. Pero konting tip. I appreciate your love. I appreciate the gifts. Please don't give me a size M shirt. Nagiging kamukha ko si Winnie the Pooh. It's not so much about the shoulders. It has to do with the belly. I'm in my dad bod. And dad bods need some space right here. Better yet, get a measuring tape, alright? Sukatan ninyo ang tiyan ko. Receiving gifts. That's how you express love. Number four, acts of service. Acts of service. That if you truly love that person, you do acts of service. Lord, I want to express my love for you. Kangin, halimbawa, in-advertise na, we're looking for some fresh infusion of ushers. Ano may ginagawa ng ushers? Smiling. Hindi nyo sinama yon. Kung kayo mag-a-apply sa usher, dapat smiling ang face ninyo. bawal ang suplado. Ah, papasok ka talaga? And that's how we can show, Lord, you know what? I want you to use me. So I'm going to apply in the ushering ministry, for example. Acts of service, all right? And finally, number five, that's the physical touch. By just touching the person in the right places, by the way. All right? You're able to show your love for that person. Now, going back to Jesus, you can go back to these five love languages, and through them, you can actually show Jesus that you appreciate Him, you love Him. Anong ginawa nitong babaeng ito? Isipin, imagine ninyo, walang tubig, so nagpaluha muna siya. Ang dami nun. And I would say, probably it has to do with her realization that she had lived a sinful life, a very sinful life. Kumbaga may paghuhugutan siya eh. And as she was just crying and crying, she uses her hair to wipe off the tears. We can do so much to express our love for Jesus. I want that this church will be a church that's expressive in our love for Jesus. We can be loud in our expression of our love for Jesus. We need not be embarrassed. Why? Because whenever we do it, whatever we do for Jesus, it is something that touches His heart. Amen? Who wants to touch the heart of Jesus? So you can do it. Pastor, talaga nahihiya ako eh. Ganito po. You don't have to start here in the corporate setting. Do it in the privacy of your room. Like I dance before the Lord pag nasa kwarto. He's my audience of one. Kaya pagdating ko rito, He's still my audience of one. I don't care what people say because He is my audience of one. And when I know that He is delighted with what I do, that's all that matters. You remember when David was dancing before the Lord? Can we look at this story? I'll end with this, all right? 2 Samuel chapter 6. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14. Everybody say, expressive. Which is probably why David is branded as the man after God's own heart, because he's the one who's so expressive in his love for God. Verse 14, David, wearing a linen ephod, danced before the Lord with, oh my goodness. Everybody say, all His might. Ibig sabihin nun. Ganito yun. That's not all His might. He danced before the Lord with all His might, while he and the entire house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouts and the sound of trumpets. You know what? I mean, reading this really gives me a hard time imagining how we can actually have a church that is just silent before the Lord. This gives me a hard time imagining a church where God is just so delighted when the church people are just so stoic before God. As the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from a window. And when she saw King David, what? King David, what? What was he doing? When she saw King David, huh? Everybody say, leaping. Tagalogin nyo. Whoa. Sinong kayang tumalun pa rito? May tanong ako. Ito ha. Sinong kaya pang tumalun dito? Alright. Papano kung may daga pala sa paa ninyo? Ay, kaya kong tumalun. See, when it comes to practical applications of the word, it's revolutionary. He starts leaping, and dancing before the Lord. Now, there's a problem here. King David was leaping and dancing before the Lord, but Michal, his wife, despised him in her heart. Ew. Husband, what were you doing? They brought the ark of the Lord, set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it, and David sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. After he had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. Then he gave a pabaon to everyone. A loaf of bread, a cake of dates, a cake of raisins to each person in the whole crowd of Israelites, both men and women, and all the people went to their homes. Masaya ba sila? Obviously, when David returned home to bless his household, because he blessed the people. And the people were all happy because the king blessed them. Now he goes home to bless his household. Michal, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, "Oh, how the king of Israel has distinguished himself today. Disrobing in the sight of the slave girls of his service as any vulgar fellow would." That's how she perceived it. Here was David, he was dancing, he was leaping before the Lord, but the interpretation of the wife was ew. Which is why people, when it comes to somebody expressing his or her love for the Lord, I would dare not touch that person. I won't dare touch, I won't dare make any negative comment on somebody who's worshiping the Lord. Because that's between that person and the Lord. Are you getting this? David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord. It was not for the people. It was not for you. It was not for the pastor. It was not for the ushers. Not for anybody else. It was before the Lord. It's for God. That's why I was doing that. It's for God. He's my audience of one." It's the same thing that, this woman, probably Mary, when she poured that alabaster jar of perfume on the feet of Jesus. The Pharisees may have something to say. Simon, Judas may have had something to say, but it was before the Lord. Para kay Lord to eh. Para kay Lord to. I'm doing this for God. I'm doing this for God. I don't know how to do flagging. I don't know how to do flags. But it's for the Lord. Oh, if you know how to do something for the Lord, just go for it, people. I give you freedom. I give you the license for it. If we need to remove one more row of chairs here so that we will have more people just be expressive in their worship before the Lord, I say go for it. Because it's before the Lord. This church, and I want you to just mark this in your mind, mark this in your heart. This church is not for me, it's not for anyone, it's for the Lord. It was before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people Israel. I will celebrate before the Lord. And I will become even more undignified than this. And I will be humiliated in my own eyes. But by these slave girls you spoke of, I will be held in high honor. I will be held in honor. Why? It's for the Lord. Oh, let it be said, people, we have an audience of one here in this church. From now until Jesus Christ comes back, we only have one person to look to as our audience. I sing for the Lord. I dance for the Lord. I usher people for the Lord. I'm involved in Sunday school for the Lord. Whatever I do is for the Lord. And God knows how to reciprocate. Amen. Walang sayang na effort for the Lord. Even my preaching today, I don't know if one or two may not like it, but I say this before the Lord. It's for the Lord. Because He's our audience of one. And He's our reason for existence. Mawala na si Lord, let's disband. There's no purpose in coming together anymore. There's no purpose in reading the Bible. There's no purpose in praying. There's no purpose in lifting up our hands. There's no purpose for playing any of these instruments. No purpose in singing. No purpose for life. If it's not before the Lord. That is what it means to be a Jesus lover. Amen. Everything is for the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey. Oh. Well, people, I have something to say. Ang dami ko nang na-say. But it's this. If you believe in this message, may I just encourage you, we have our Facebook, we have our Facebook Live in Church So Blessed. I want you to just look for the Church So Blessed Facebook page, and even for those of you who are watching via Facebook, we really have a message, and it's a message that's not just for us. It is a message for the body of Christ. It is a message for the world. We need to see a people, and we need to see a church, and we need to see a body of believers who will just be undignified and unashamed for Jesus. We need radical lovers of Jesus. So if you can and if you may, go to that Facebook page of Church So Blessed, share this message. Share this, because it is something that we need to champion. We need to raise a breed of Jesus lovers again. Amen?